I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nice work, Scheim. There it is. A masterpiece from Chris Scheim. And as always is the case, I got a 781 text on the Subaru of New England text line that says new intro is fire. And in the Twitch chat, a comment that says new intro is trash.
So I can't believe Butter Guy in the Twitch chat hating on my new intro. I thought and Butter Guy had a nice little relationship.
I don't think that's real Butter Guy, though.
Oh, it isn't? Is it fake Butter Guy? Did I get Eric shunned by a different Butter Guy?
It's Butter Guy Haktua.
I think he just changed his name.
Oh, he changed his name?
Yeah.
He does it every time there's something big that comes up.
Oh, he does? Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't realize that. Topical.
Yes, yeah, very.
Yeah, he tries to be.
Yeah.
I like it. Can I give one critique?
Of course.
It might be a bit, the bed might be a bit loud at times.
Courtney? Excellent critique. It's interesting you bring that up. When I was texting Ken earlier, I said, you know, my thought was, on first listen, might have had a little been too hot with the bed a little bit. Need to bring it down a little bit so that you can hear some of the drops and vocals a little bit better.
Can I give an updated take?
Yes, but first, the first time that the words too hot and you have been used in the same sentence.
Nope, I was too hot in that shirt I was wearing at Noah Kahan. I was. Oh, that shirt hit.
A new sweatshirt. Yeah. I like your merch.
Thank you very much. It's a beautiful crew neck. Very comfortable.
Are you a concert? You're a concert merch bro.
No,
Do you buy one at every show?
Not every show, but a few of the important shows, yeah.
What did that set you back? How much did that set you back?
I think this was like $60.
What's it say on it? I can't see it.
It's Noah Kahan on the front, and then it has a bunch of stuff on the back, like the number from She Calls Me Back.
All right.
Can I ask a question to the men? No offense, Courtney.
Oh, okay.
Do you know any guys that say they look good in clothes?
Yeah, be more self-confident.
I'm asking them. I'm asking them. Have you ever had a buddy that was like, you know, Curtis, you know, Greg, I looked hot.
Well, not hot.
I've never heard a guy say that in my entire life.
Feel a little bit more self-confident.
Yeah, not hot, but like.
I also know men,
Looking, yeah, I'm looking fresh.
I'm sorry, Courtney.
I'm looking dapper.
Have you heard a guy say that?
Hot.
Use the word hot.
No, not hot, but like, you know, I look good. I like how I look in this.
Yep, I was cooking this weekend.
Holy cow. Yeah.
I've heard like.
Forget Steph Curry. They called me Chef Curry this weekend.
I look. Right. I've heard.
I need to find
I look fly.
Yeah. And you know what? Self-love is important, Scheim. Yeah. You're not supposed to give yourself to somebody else until you love yourself.
Maybe change the word, though. Maybe not use hot.
All right. I was looking good.
Some people, and I don't abide by this, but some people who just heard that intro that you put together are calling you Def Curry.
Well done. Keep it up. I like this.
Donnie Wahlberg in the Twitch chat. Curtis was taught to never feel emotions or love himself. And even having a kid can't save him.
So are you sticking
with
the intro?
People,
I'm sticking with it.
Huh? Anyway, I have a text from Ken.
Yeah.
From aboard a plane, and I think we need to dive into it.
Okay.
Had a nice aisle seat, but got back there, and an old guy is sitting with his daughter next to him. Would you be willing to switch? Middle seat for me now. How can I say no?
Oh, adult daughter? I need more clarification on ages.
My guess is if he's old, the daughter wouldn't be young.
Right. Hey, what is he doing?
Yeah, what's he doing?
What do you mean?
He's you never curious. Switch seats.
Yeah, you never switch.
Of course
switch.
You do.
No, you're not to a middle.
Absolutely not.
Not with adults. Yes, not with adults.
What is not wrong? With anybody. Not to a middle.
Not to a middle, yeah.
Why do you care?
To a middle?
What do you mean, why do you care?
Why do you care?
I paid for that seat. A lot of times, sitting in the aisle, too, costs extra money.
Right.
If I'm paying extra money, you're not taking my middle seat. Or my aisle seat.
Yeah.
You only switch if it's an aisle for an aisle, a middle for a middle, a window for a window.
Or an aisle to a window, because some people like window seats.
Should have bought the tickets together.
Did you hear what Gandhi said an aisle for an aisle makes the whole world blind.
Never a middle. Now, I don't care if it is a little kid. Never.
Especially Boston to LAX.
Oh, yeah. Hell no.
Okay. When this became a big thing recently, where these people, it's mostly millennials.
Oh, here we go.
Deny somebody the opportunity to switch seats who wants to sit with their kids. It's the most disgusting thing I think I've ever seen in my life.
Hold on. Just because I did my job, went and purchased the correct seat, and you didn't, doesn't mean I should then...
Selfish. So selfish and entitled. It's so selfish and entitled. If you're flying...
Yeah, because I paid for it. Of course I'm entitled to it.
I don't care. If you're flying by yourself... Mm-hmm. And some parent says, hey, do you mind switching so I can sit next to my 6-year-old or 7-year-old?
Why didn't you buy seats together?
Right.
Well, maybe they bought them after you and they couldn't.
That's not my problem. Child, I should have bought them earlier.
If it is a child, I'm switching. I don't care if it's middle seat, whatever.
So you're switching to a middle from,
if it's a child,
from Boston to L.A.?
Yeah, but if it's an adult, if it's two adults wanting to sit next to each other, yeah, no.
Sox fan in the Twitch chat says F you, Greg.
Yeah, like, I'm like, with the Sox fan. That's stupid.
F me for being polite. That's not being polite.
You know what I think, Courtney? I think that every father and son should have the opportunity to golf. And they should have the opportunity to go to a pool in the seaport. So they should just let all the fathers and sons into the echelon pool every day.
That really has nothing to do with
what are you talking about? You pay for a privilege that others aren't able to enjoy.
And that's if somebody couldn't get the opportunity to buy seats together, which it was, I'm guessing that is what's happened in most cases.
Get on another flight.
So, Greg, would you do that at a concert? Like, you went to. So, say you weren't in a suite at NoahCon. Say you were in,
I was in the pit.
Yeah, okay. So, say you were in actual seats, though, and three rows up, you were sitting there by yourself, decided to go to a concert by yourself today, and some lady looks next to you and goes, do you mind if my dad comes and sits next to me, please? He's four rows behind me.
Right.
What? No! I paid for this seat. It is my seat. I'm not moving my ass.
Greg, if you're in first class, and there is a 6-year-old sitting next to you, and their father is in economy, and says... Hey, can you switch with me? This is my son.
Well, that would be a different thing because I don't sit in first class. I never waste the money on first class.
PJ.
I'm not interested in that.
You're right. PJs are.
I don't. If somebody invites me on a jet or something, I don't say no. But I don't. That's different.
You should bring families with you. That you've never met.
Greg,
you're so fraudulent.
You
saw you on a plane once. Our first trip, the broken Alfredo sauce maiden voyage we took to spring training. And there was a guy from two rows behind you that attempted to deplane ahead of you. And you gave him Bin Laden eyes.
I hate that. I can't stand when somebody tries to cut in front of
everybody else. Why would you?
It's common courtesy.
Right, yeah, it's common courtesy to book a seat. It's never been easier. I understand 10 years ago, Greg, or 20 when Brees and Julia were young, but it wasn't all digitized. Now you book a flight, you pick the specific seat yourself on your phone. You know exactly who's sitting where, what's going on.
This is not the subway. Like, it's one thing if you're getting up for an old lady on a subway, but you didn't pick a seat and pay for
it.
I'm just riding the subway. But if I'm on a plane, especially a 6-hour flight from the East Coast to the West Coast, I ain't giving up my extra space in the aisle for anybody.
It's become a badge of honor thing. These people on the TikTok who are like, nope, I don't give up my seat for anybody.
Right.
I don't care if it's a sick child and their parent. Mm. Like really?
Yeah, no, that's not right.
Why are you proud of that?
Yeah.
We've
all just lost being nice to each other, and that's a sad thing to watch. But I just think that there's a way to go about if you want to switch your seat. You can talk
to
the gate agent. You can.
Oh, I thought you meant like, I don't care if the kid's year old. That's your fault as a parent.
Oh, Wiggy, you wouldn't want to sit next to a 1-year-old, though, with their parent not there. Like, it's ruining your experience, too.
But what's ruining my experience more is me being crammed in a middle seat. And having to fly, I don't care if it's 45 minutes. You as a parent, and Curtis is right, it's so easy to book a flight now because they tell you, do you want to pick seats? Guess what? Stop being cheap and hoping that you can get on a plane and get there at the end and still get a good seat. Mm-hmm. Pick the seat where you know you'll be next to your, and I know a two-year-old is young. But a 6-year-old.
Right. But other thing, Greg, is you're all about personal accountability, right?
Yeah.
So then why is it my job to raise your kid? Why is it my job to fit what you got wrong?
It's not. It just seems like people go out of their way to be rude to other people.
Or people go out of their way to be cheap and expect other people to cover their ass when they get on the plane.
You're covering for the irresponsibility of others. It's not on me.
Right. Like, I'm sorry. If you're booking a flight and you have a young child, you know exactly what you're doing. And it does cost, just like first class, aisle is more than a middle seat, and you're trying to save money.
Can the person not move?
I just sent a text. I'm waiting to hear back.
You know what I mean? Like, because clearly the person's in the middle seat somewhere. Can't the old man move next to the...
And take the middle seat?
Yeah.
Give up his aisle seat for somebody else with an aisle seat.
Okay, Ken clarifies. The daughter is 50, the father is 80.
Okay.
He should not have gotten
Shime's like, no.
Adults? Sorry. Absolutely not.
No,
what
I'm
are we
not
doing?
Moving. Sorry, feeble old man. I'm not moving for
no,
you.
No, I wouldn't have moved.
That's what I have you in my phone my aisle as.
Seat. Shime, you wouldn't have said no, I don't think.
100% I have said no.
What?
Yes.
Oh, I'm too,
I don't care.
I would be too uncomfortable.
Because she has to be, because Shime's right. If the old man's got a middle seat and the daughter's somewhere else, can't the daughter switch with somebody in an aisle seat? But what must happen is the old man must have a middle seat and she must have a middle seat where she's trying to finagle
parlay it
to either get to an aisle or a window where they're both in middle seats.
And Ken
she
missed
wants
out
to
on...
sit next to her 80-year-old father.
And she should have paid for it like a normal human being, like
okay,
I
but
did.
She didn't, so just be kind.
No,
and the 80-year-old dad, Greg, the 80-year-old dad missed out on 6 hours of baseball talk with Ken.
Because if she had an aisle seat or a window seat,
yeah, that's fine.
What would happen is I could tell she's probably in the middle, behind the old man or in front of the old man. So she's probably saying to whoever's next to that guy, hey, do you think I could sit next to my old man father? And then that poor person has to get crammed into her middle seat. She ain't slick.
The fact that they did it without even asking Ken, though, is the worst part.
That is rude.
I thought they asked him.
No, they were seated there already and then asked him to move.
This is Paul from New Hampshire. Hello, Paul.
Good morning, everybody. Greatest show ever.
Thank you.
Hey, listen, Craig, you're 100% right. Guys, where would the Greg Foundation, Greg Hill Foundation be if everybody had that? It ain't my problem. You screwed up.
But that's different.
Yeah, but Paul, I didn't pay for it.
No, selfless act.
No, Greg's Foundation helps out people that have tragedies. That's completely different.
So if I buy something and somebody walks up to me because they didn't get, they didn't, hey, can I have your lunch? Because I didn't, I forgot to grab one with my dad. Have your lunch? Am I just going to give him my food?
No, even better.
What am I doing?
Even better.
What are we doing?
Walk up to Greg when he's at one of his illustrious restaurants in the seaport and say, hey, any chance I can get your meal? Because I can't afford to get the,
I forgot to make a reservation. Can I have your table?
Wagyu steak that's $175?
Get the hell out of here.
Right.
I'm not doing it.
Now that you're City Wiggy, you have no problem showing up for the Wagyu.
I do.
I'll tell you that much. Jeez, that one turned quick.
No, but I'm just saying.
There's another fly in here.
Another one?
Yes.
Trying to get that one in midair.
That's it.
Another fly.
Clap your hands, everybody.
All right, let's get to Courtney and what is trending.
The Rich Keefe Show. Weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Sox shut out the Rockies 6-0 to even out their series in Colorado. Cooper Criswell struck out 5 over his 7 innings. Tyler O'Neill, he had a bomb of a homer. They've got another one with the Rockies tonight. 3:10 first pitch. Nick Pivetta taking the mound. You can hang out with Christian Arcan at 2:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming and Lou Maloney have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and as always on the Odyssey app. Pats training camp opens up today, 11 a.m. start for practice. We should hear from Gerard Mayo before that at 10:30. And it is now to put someone in timeout.
That was my fault.
Cutting Curtis off.
You're in timeout. Let's find out who's getting a timeout this week. Brought to you by Timeout Market, Boston's best eating and drinking destination in the Fenway, all under one roof. TimeoutMarket.com.
Who's everybody got?
Oh, golly gee.
I got the USA men's basketball team. I'm putting them in timeout for not dominating throughout the prelims. My expectation is I want to see you win by 30, 40 points every single time you step on the court.
Don't, when it comes to the gold medal, don't sleep on South Sudan.
You know who I think I'm going to put into timeout? The White House. Ooh. Because having all the NCAA champions at the White House to do the whole White House tour, meet a president, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, going to the White House is an honor in my mind, and meeting a president is something that is pretty cool. So the fact that all of these athletes, after winning championships, went to the White House and then they got the vice president and not the president, that sucks for them, I think. I mean, maybe they don't care.
Kamala Harris?
Yeah, I just think that that takes away a little bit of the pizzazz.
Okay.
I'm going to put anybody that has a child and doesn't know where their child is seated on a trip in timeout. As someone who knows how difficult it is to be with a toddler on a plane, it is not your responsibility to corral or move your seat because of my incompetence. Right. Thank you.
Okay. And an 80-year-old man is just an old child.
I'm going to... It pains me to do this. But I am... I'm putting Courtney in timeout.
Oh, my Lord.
Okay.
What?
For the... uncontrolled behavior of her dog yesterday.
You are unbelievable.
I was going to do that as well, but I felt like somebody else would have done that.
I am just, it was a great event up until that point.
Right.
And there were several people who probably won't come back to the Numbnuts Invitational.
Because of Harry.
Because they were molested by a labradoodle yesterday.
Oh, right. So. My goodness.
All right.
Change his name to P. Diddy.
Okay.
Oh, all my goodness.
Thank you, Courtney.
Oh, you're very welcome. Timeout Market, Boston's best eating and drinking destination in the Fenway, all under one roof. TimeoutMarket.com. A unique experience to do this summer is to take a walk through Timeout Market. If you want to taste different food from a bunch of different restaurants, this is where you go. Some of the best food from the best chefs in the business. And there are a lot of events at Timeout Market, like pregame bashes before concerts, chef tours, movies, and more. Go to TimeoutMarketBoston.com and check it all out. And that trending was brought to you by Subaru of New England. Make this summer a Subaru summer in a brand new Subaru with symmetrical all-wheel drive. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. That is what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
And let me just say, my own personal experience, Harry has been lovely with James.
Thank you very much. Doesn't knock James over.
Certainly does not.
Nope.
72 degrees, cloudy skies, afternoon high of 75.
I'm John Aran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To the very courteous and polite, bland manager of this radio station, Ken Laird, who kindly moved his seat this morning on a jet aeroplane for an elderly gentleman and his daughter.
Can I ask you a question, Greg?
Yes.
And you need to be honest, like you always are. When was the last time you changed your seat from an aisle to a middle seat on a plane?
I have never been asked, but I would immediately get right up and do so.
The defense rests.
Gresh and Foyer coming up at 10, and they are at Patriots training camp today and the rest of this week. So a lot of excitement about you got a new head coach. You got a new quarterback, whether it's the veteran in Jacoby Brissett or the rookie in Drake May. So cannot wait to hear what goes on today with those guys starting at 10. This is Greg from Hanover. Hey, Greg.
How we doing?
What's up?
So I just want to chime in on the whole airplane thing.
Yeah.
I agree with Shime and Wiggy that you're insane for wanting to change your seat to a middle seat. But that said, I think everything does have a price. I was once on a flight to Arizona, and I'm a bigger guy. So there's a girl sitting next to me in the middle, and the guy in the row in front of her asked if I would switch so he could sit next to his girlfriend. And I said, I'm not switching for a middle seat. And he looked at me like I was the jerk. So I said, you know what, buddy, $300, I'll switch with you.
$300?
And he said, are you out? He goes, are you out of your mind? No way. And I looked at his girlfriend. I said, you're not worth $300 to me.
Good point.
Yeah.
Slide me a quick $100. I'll move.
Yeah. No, it's going to cost you a lot more than a Hyundai.
Several people have suggested that they move on a plane for a couple beers. So if somebody's willing to offer a couple beers, then they're willing to move.
I'm not. You want to go from an aisle seat to an aisle seat, I'll be more than happy to move with you. But
it does suck that Ken's on a 6-hour flight.
And I'm not going to no middle seat.
A 6-hour flight middle seat is.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh my
shoot me
God.
In the head.
And then if you get next to a guy like me, a bigger person, and you're stuck in the middle seat, and I like as soon as I get on the plane, I try to kind of, you know, like a dog, pee on the hydrant and create the space. That's why.
Well, hopefully, he downloaded something to watch.
Yeah, I'm sure or old Red Sox highlights.
Anybody, you don't think he's raw dog in the flight?
Anybody watch The Lady in the Lake, as I asked?
No, I thought it was like an actual... I didn't know it was like a dramatic depiction series of something.
The trailer threw you, right?
Yeah.
It did me, too. It almost felt like psychedelic.
Yeah.
It does have a feel, is it going to get supernatural?
Just trust me. Have I ever been wrong?
Reviews are awful for it.
Yes.
Are they?
Yeah. The Google reviews, it's like 5.9 out of 10.
Yeah. Because it's I watch it. It's all over the place.
Also, who looks at the Google reviews before watching something?
That's such a hard-o move. How is it a hard-o move?
Curtis is on Rotten Tomatoes.
Of course I look at Rotten Tomatoes.
A lot of people do that.
You go on Rotten Tomatoes? No.
Yes, why wouldn't you?
Oh my God, I never do because I think I disagree so often with Rotten Tomatoes.
Right. It's not the thing that I use, but I gather as much information as possible.
Oh, that thing got like a 4.7 on Google.
I'm not
giving it my time.
It is all over
Greg
the place.
Greg Hill, who goes to every restaurant and checks out their TripAdvisor ranking.
I do not. I don't care.
You asked me twice for Goat Manchester's TripAdvisor ranking.
I did not ever.
But you like that, Greg. You like that murder mystery.
Yeah, I like murder mystery
stuff. But it's kind of like all over the place.
And I think today, season finale for Presumed Innocent.
I can't wait. I cannot wait.
I'll rock with you on. That's a good show.
I cannot wait.
I'm going to watch that when I get home today.
I'll rock with you.
I have
on
to
that.
Wait for Santo to watch
that
it.
Is a good.
It's been good.
Yeah,
it's been really good.
But, you know, here's the only caveat to the season finale is, and Corey and I talked about this, they've already renewed it for a season 2.
Right.
So you saw the movie, and I saw the movie a while.
I read the book.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Scott Turow, great author, former attorney.
Mm-hmm.
Writes legal thrillers.
Right.
From Chicago.
So that means this season finale is going to have us on a cliffhanger, having to wait until next year.
Right, that's what happens. That's why they do that.
I don't think so. I think some shows wrap up in one year. And then I think it's going to be, this is going to turn into a White Lotus situation, and every season will be a different case.
So like a true
you
detective?
Do?
I do, yeah.
Okay.
Because doesn't it have to wrap?
No.
Or not wrap, but doesn't it have to...
I will be so angry if I watch that and it doesn't wrap tonight.
Yeah,
or today, whenever I watch.
Right. And
it's not going to be wrapped, I don't believe. I mean, that's the point of it. It's a cliffhanger. I mean, you want a cliffhanger. That's what I think they're doing. I would assume they're doing.
Right.
I don't know.
Well, that's why I said it's just going to be interesting now that we know there is a season 2, where I thought originally, I might have asked Courtney this, I wonder if this is just like a one and done, where they do some shows like that, and then we're able.
Ooh, 508 texter says, finale dropped at midnight last night, watched it, it's excellent, and it ends differently than the original.
Why did you just ruin that?
Well, who cares? If you don't know, why do you care?
I don't remember the original.
I read the book by George Truro.
So does that lean more to Courtney's point?
Yeah.
That it
the texter says you're right. It's an anthology theory.
What the hell's that?
Anthology?
So it's going to continue.
Yeah, like White Lotus.
Yeah.
So it's like True Detective. Every year is different.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I love that.
All right.
Ooh, I really hope
Sean
I'm right
would
on
watch,
him.
But
He's going to be attending the midnight showing of Deadpool and Wolverine.
Oh, that looks good.
I would like to go see Thursday that. Night.
That trailer looks really good.
Santo's like very excited for that as well.
Oh, he is?
Yeah. And that's our next movie.
That is. It looks really good. Is he excited?
He's excited for the popcorn.
Is he excited for the new Joker sequel?
He hasn't brought that trailer. Up. He's just talking about Wolverine and
Deadpool.
Deadpool's kind of inappropriate.
Wolverine's the best.
Do you see the popcorn bucket, Greg?
No.
It's just Wolverine's face with his mouth like wide open, and that's where the popcorn goes in. It's funny.
Looks really good.
It's really cool.
It's not like the inappropriate one from Dune?
No, not quite. It's still inappropriate, but not quite as inappropriate as that.
This is Chris from Charlotte, North Carolina. Hello, Chris.
Hey, guys. Courtney, it's great to talk to you again. We used to work together at Raycom Sports, and you guys were great to have me and my
friends
play pickleball in Fenway Park last summer, played with you guys, had a great time.
Awesome.
And my call is in support of Drake May because he went to high school and played quarterback at my kids' high school at Myers Park High School in Charlotte, and he is a poised kid. And I'm going out on a limb saying he's the next Tom Brady because of his poise and what he did in North Carolina. And just a comment, but wanted to say love you guys on our way up to Maine for the week.
All right. Oh, awesome. Mm-hmm.
Nice to hear from you, Chris.
I hope you're right.
Well, yeah.
It's a bold prediction.
Yeah, next Tom Brady. That's
Myers Park, very nice area of North Carolina.
Mm. High praise.
Aren't you doing something Saturday?
I am.
What are you doing Saturday?
This is something, you know, I'm always trying to get you to come out of your little bubble there in the seaport.
Yeah. You seem to really like that bubble ever since you moved.
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
You seem
to enjoy the bubble.
I was just at a place, Fetty.
Wiggy's Bubble Boy.
On Kingston. Great Haitian type of restaurant.
So Fetty?
F-E-T-E. I might be saying it wrong, but it's all over the place. But Greg...
You missed it.
Yes.
I feel like Courtney's
clap
in the pop.
Clap your hands, everybody. everybody.
You've missed 87 flies.
Yes.
Sorry. Right, why do we have so many flies?
I think we understand why your sport was cheerleading. but go ahead. No disrespect to cheerleading.
So
you have to be very coordinated to be a cheerleader. Yeah. Thank you.
And we know... Yeah. We know.
And when Courtney was, she's like, let's go team.
She's the one off
that's
beat.
That's a visual. And you have to be watching.
Right, it's okay.
She's off beat.
Today's let's been a lot of fun.
Let's go, Sam. He's our man. No, Wiggy, you have to miss the clap.
She was off beat.
Wiggy missed that one.
This was better in...
Okay. Yeah. Better, it's a
I thought she was off beat.
Better in rehearsal. Yeah.
But you're always talking about your prowess on the basketball court.
Yes.
So Saturday, I'll be up at Franklin Field, Harambe Park,
okay,
for those that call it what it is now. And it's a Boston native, Jeff Vetter. He's created this 3-on-3 basketball tournament for kids from the city.
Okay.
Kids from the burbs come into the city and they play alongside the police. So it's like,
awesome.
You know, it's, you know, 3-on-3 and one of your teammates is a suburban kid and a police officer. And it's play for peace. It's to help with, you know, the community and just getting the police and, you know, inner city kids to kind of work well together.
Okay.
So it's a pretty cool event. Something that I'm going to pull up on Saturday. I love a good 3-on-3 bat, and it's all free.
Okay. What time is it?
I'm going to pull up about 12. It's from, but it starts at 10 a.m. and it goes all day long.
All right. So everybody should come hang out with you on Saturday.
Yeah. So it'll be a really good event. And let me give you one other thing.
If I get there and there are 5 extra hoops, I'm pointing right at Michael Proctor. Is he a part of it?
I don't believe so.
Okay.
But it'll be a really good event. And then later on in the day, if you want to pull up, this is a pretty cool event. I'll be out in Taunton at the Makai and Terry Boston. Remember the two kids that I was supposed to coach at Brockton that unfortunately passed away? They're having a motorcycle car show that's legal that you can pull up to, and it's going to start at Brockton High School, and then it's going to finish in Taunton at the Lafayette Club. So pull up to that, support. You can, you know, find information online.
Awesome.
I'll be doing a couple things. But, Greg, if you can,
okay,
you know where Franklin Field is, right?
Yeah. come over there with B Hill. I'll put my own little 3-on-3 team together.
Okay.
Justin Purse. Right. Both of them were in the state finals at Neshoba against Brighton, unfortunately.
Brighton, good basketball program.
They had a lead at halftime. Unfortunately, we weren't able to win that state championship at Neshoba, unfortunately.
Brees got some accolades, didn't he?
Oh, I mean, yeah.
Won a Super Bowl and played in a state championship in basketball?
Played in two. Won one Super Bowl and played in a state, that was D1 at the time.
Oh, wow.
Against Brighton.
Oh.
But Brighton was
a wagon.
They were dunking in warm-ups, and I said, I hate to tell you, but this is over before it begins.
Do you know?
I can see Greg in the crowd with the other guy with the other parents from the burbs. Oh my god!
Oh my god!
Have to do a lot of backdoor cuts here.
These guys are dunking in warm-ups. We're
is
finished.
That legal?
Greg,
should they be technical fouled for that? Coach, make sure we get a lot of back screens.
Do you know what's really interesting? Is Greg's basketball career was the same when he was playing and when Brees was playing. He watched the entire game from the bench.
Yes, well done, Curtis. Oh, I got a fly. All right, we'll be right back.
I mean, it's hard to just pick one. I'm in a toss.
Who's the most NFL ready?
I feel like Drake May is. You watch his tape. Just his arm talent jumps off. I mean, he's one guy that, like, to me, like, the one mistake that I did early on in, like, this first couple of games was I moved around too much. Like, I didn't get the ball out on time. I started taking risks that weren't even downfield. They're necessarily scrambling. And when you watch his tape, he scrambles when he needs to. He throws guys open. He has like, right here, he has rollout ability, like, different arm angles.
Vote of confidence for Drake May on day one of training camp from none other than CJ Stroud.
And just a quick heads up, that's from April.
April.
I mean, it's still great that he feels that way, but it was not just said. We used that previously, but it is. It was CJ Stroud saying that he thinks Drake May will be the best.
Okay. Well, we'll find out whether Gerard Mayo agrees at some point sooner or later. And
I think. In the world of football and knowing kind of how it works, they probably have their depth chart, you know, penciled in. And I truly believe that they all have Drake May top that list. I think it's just the lip service that they have to say for Jacoby Brissett because he is the veteran. And, you know, the approach that they're taking, this is the approach that they're taking. But there's no way you could tell me that they drafted this kid at number 3 overall, and everybody from Robert Kraft on down to Elliot Wolf are like, oh, let's sit this kid behind Jacoby Brissett. There's no way. Yeah. They got to be like, all right, let's play him and see what we got here.
But you know who's not ready to play him? Elliot Wolf. Because if he sucks early, Wolf's on his way out. And he may not feel that this team is good enough to surround Drake May with what he needs to be successful.
Well, what does pro ready mean to you, Wiggy, having played the game? Like, what is that? When you say, when Gerard Mayo says that Jacoby Brissett is the most pro-ready, well, we can ask Gresham Foyer, too. Mm-hmm. I think they are at training camp and available to join us right this moment. Hello, guys.
Hello, Greg. I'll tell you, the great Gorilla Monsoon, when he was an announcer for the WWF, used to say at big events like WrestleMania 3 and stuff, boy, the electricity, you could cut it with a knife. Here you can cut it with a plastic knife. Oh, boy, I'll tell you. The level of excitement down here today. There's a smattering of people lined up to get in. Mike Reese was doing interviews with one of them who's got, like, Twitter followers or whatever, but whoo, baby,
really
it is.
Not as many people there as
well, it's freezing. Oh, it's not
freezing.
Okay.
You're like, it's December.
Freezing.
Freezing out here. Fourier showed up like he's going to Redondo Beach on an afternoon to go lay out and sun himself.
It's
and he's sitting here screaming that now he's cold.
It's freezing. It's so cold up here.
Man who never checks weather let his dog out earlier today. He lives a stone's throw from the stadium and is now sitting here shriveling. What he needs is his kidney stone to shrivel up for him to be able to get that thing out.
Yeah. Go there.
You'll be fine, Fourier. Come right out.
Mine's like, yeah, you think? Oh, thanks, Wiggy.
There's your kiss of death right there. That thing's going to be like Kramer from Seinfeld. You're going to be screaming like a little girl.
I didn't even realize it.
You tinkle it out, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't even remember when it came out.
I like that. You tinkle it out. I don't know. Some pretty big. How demure.
Some suggest it is more painful than giving birth.
Oh, I'm sure all the men say that. Yep.
From women who actually have had a kidney stone and have also given birth to a child have said that the kidney stone was worse.
Oh,
and
wow.
I may add that it is absolutely worse for men. Thank you very much. Yes. I'm ready to join the women who have given birth to kids.
You are a survivor.
So, listen, we got the obvious questions. What is Gerard Mayo going to be like? What is Drake May going to be like? What's Jacoby Brissett look like? What, et cetera. For you guys, both of you, what are you most interested in? If you had to pick one thing, what are you most interested in seeing this week?
I think it's just, other than the obvious that you just mentioned, I mean, I feel like that's what everybody is looking at is, you know, we talked about it yesterday. I think a sneaky, good thing to look at is literally, I know it's boring, is the offensive line. Who's playing left tackle? Who's going to protect these guys? I think that is ultimately more important than the quarterback position. It is. It's like nobody wants to talk about it. It's boring. It's just like it's not like, you know, real, you know, exciting. But whoever plays quarterback is going to be running for their life.
Yeah, Greg, I'm looking forward to on Thursday. I think they announced that Silo 2 is coming down. They're going to blow that up and knock that thing over.
Yeah.
So that's really what I'm looking forward to.
Oh, we did see the new entrance to Chuck E. Cheese over there on the south end.
Oh, my God. Yeah, there is. Down on the – remember the NFLPA kind of the thing where they just woke up to and they were like, oh, boy, players here are unhappy with all the whatnot.
Yeah.
Now there's like a little extra area that's set up with like tables for the, you know, because the Chuck E. Cheese that they're building to make the players happy, Greg, isn't ready.
It's not
yet.
Ready yet.
So no. So they got a little outdoor area set up down there and a nice tent for friends and family. So
they should have that.
They did. They did kick it up a little bit. And Greg, I guarantee you that will add 3 wins to the Patriots this year.
I didn't know when
that Chuck E. Cheese opens inside and a birthing center. By the way, so the players don't have to miss anything if they want to have a kid. They can just go right over at halftime, catch the kid, shoot right up and go right back.
That's actually not a bad idea. So, like, let's say you're a player and your wife is about to give birth and it's a home game, and you have a home game. You don't have to miss the game. Hey, she's breaching. She's 7 meters. Yeah. She's dilating right now. You go run during halftime, see the birth of your kid, run back and catch a touchdown.
I already worked it out with Coach. If I got to miss the last 2 minutes, I'm covered. So I'm going to catch little Pismo, and then I'm going to get back out there for a third quarter.
Right in the stadium. The thing that I want these guys to be looking for me, and I need daily updates, is the number of reps that Drake May gets with the ones. Because that determines, that lets you know where a guy is on a depth chart. When the ones go in the huddle, and you could tell who the ones are, who's the quarterback in there, and how many reps is Drake May getting versus Jacoby Brissett, and, you know, on a daily basis, are those reps increasing? That's, to me, is the biggest thing.
I mean, Wiggy, if I believe Gerard Mayo yesterday, Joe Milton must be getting some reps today.
I heard a chance to get in there.
Save his Zappy.
You know why he said that. Yeah. I'll tell you right now. I'll give you an over and under. Okay, reps. Drake May reps with the first team. Okay, yep. and we'll chart it. Okay, so over and under, Drake May reps with the first unit, Gresh. Let's go. I'm going to go 7.
Oh, I'll go...
Over under 7.
I'll go over, and Curtis, should we set a line? Drinks Greg will have at dinner tonight, or Drake May reps with the ones? Let's do it.
I don't know. I would probably set the over under at 0.5. But I would just say this, and I know Gresh, it's, a lot of this is for effect, but when Bill Belichick said he was doing things in the best interest of the team and then didn't speak to his starting quarterback and hired his drinking buddy as the offensive coordinator, were you this sort of angry about it as you are about Gerard Mayo saying it's a competition?
No, listen, I hated the fact that Matt Patricia was in there because I believe it expedited whatever process there would be with Mac Jones. There's no question that Bill wasn't perfect. But again, hey, Curtis, everything's supposed to be different down here today, so I'm going to look for all the differences of everything because we're just whitewashing what happened for 25 years. Maybe we'll get a look at the mural. Because apparently you wiped away all the like the pictures of the championships and stuff so that we can start it all over again. The guy was not perfect, there's no question, but I just think there's a guy in there who isn't ready for the job. And let's see if, by the way, RKK, is he here today? Are we seeing him, y'all?
No, find out.
Well, Greg would know that.
Well, that's why I'm asking.
Grash, are they using the virtual sled today?
No, I think they're That's great. I think they're out. I think because they're outside today, there's no virtual sled.
Okay.
Although right. there is a tackling dummy set up for the offensive lineman where the quarterback would be set up, and on the back of the jersey it says Shime.
All right.
I will think. I know we got to go, but it would be funny, like if the offensive lineman, all right, it's your turn to hit the sled, and the guy just says, "Hold on, I'm doing it right now." Right. It doesn't move. It doesn't. He's like, "Good, that was a great rep."
Mental reps.
Yeah, the dude is actually working remotely. They should have half of the guys working remotely today.
Oh my God. Hey, Greg, you never know. This might be the. I mean, Mayo's making people happy. You never know. They might have flex time.
All right, Gresham Foyer,
All right,
it's finally here, day one, and you can hear them over the next 4 hours tell you everything that's going on down there. We're back tomorrow morning at 6. Thank you.
I mean, it's hard to just pick one. I'm in a toss.
Who's the most NFL ready?
I feel like Drake May is. You watch his tape. Just his arm talent jumps off. I mean, he's one guy that, like, to me, like, the one mistake that I did early on in, like, this first couple games was I moved around too much. Like, I didn't get the ball out on time. I started taking risks that weren't even downfield. They're necessarily scrambling. And when you watch his tape, he scrambles when he needs to. He throws guys open. He has like, right here, he has rollout ability, like, different arm angles.
Vote of confidence for Drake May on day one of training camp from none other than CJ Stroud.
And just a quick heads up, that's from April.
I
mean, it's still great that he feels that way, but it was not just said. We used that previously, but it is it was CJ Stroud saying that he thinks Drake May will be the best.
Okay. Well, we'll find out whether Gerard Mayo agrees at some point sooner or later. And
I think in the world of football and knowing kind of how it works, they probably have their depth chart, you know, penciled in. And I truly believe that they all have Drake May top that list. I think it's just the lip service that they have to say for Jacoby Brissett because he is the veteran. And, you know, the approach that they're taking, this is the approach that they're taking. But there's no way you could tell me that they drafted this kid at number 3 overall, and everybody from Robert Kraft on down to Elliot Wolf are like, oh, let's sit this kid behind Jacoby Brissett. There's no way. Yeah. They got to be like, all right, let's play him and see what we got here.
But you know who's not ready to play him? Elliot Wolf. Because if he sucks early, Wolf's on his way out. And he may not feel that this team is good enough to surround Drake May with what he needs to be successful.
Well, what does pro ready mean to you, Wiggy, having played the game? Like, what is that? When you say, when Gerard Mayo says that Jacoby Brissett is the most pro-ready, well, we can ask Gresham Foyer, too. Mm-hmm. I think they are at training camp and available to join us right this moment. Hello, guys.
Hello, Greg. I'll tell you, the great Gorilla Monsoon, when he was an announcer for the WWF, used to say at big events like WrestleMania 3 and stuff, boy, the electricity, you could cut it with a knife. Here you can cut it with a plastic knife. Oh, boy, I'll tell you. The level of excitement down here today. There's a smattering of people lined up to get in. Mike Reese was doing interviews with one of them who's got, like, Twitter followers or whatever, but whoo, baby,
really
it is.
Not as many people there as
well, it's freezing.
Oh, it's not freezing. Well, okay.
You're like, it's December.
Freezing.
Freezing out here. Fourier showed up like he's going to Redondo Beach on an afternoon to go lay out and sun himself.
It's
and he's sitting here screaming that now he's cold.
It's freezing. It's so cold up here.
Man who never checks weather let his dog out earlier today. He lives a stone's throw from the stadium and is now sitting here shriveling. What he needs is his kidney stone to shrivel up for him to be able to get that thing out.
Yeah. Go there.
You'll be fine, Fourier. Right. Come right out.
Yeah, thanks, Wiggy.
Uh-oh, there's your kiss of death right there. That thing's going to be like Kramer from Seinfeld. You're going to be screaming like a little girl.
I didn't even realize it.
You tinkle it out, right?
Yeah, I
you
mean,
tinkle
I,
it out.
I don't yes. even remember you, when it came out.
I like that. You tinkle it out.
I don't know, mine's pretty big.
How demure.
Some suggest it is more painful than giving birth.
Oh, I'm sure all the men say that.
Women who actually have had a kidney stone and have also given birth to a child
have said that the kidney stone was worse.
Oh,
and
wow.
I may add that it is absolutely worse for men. Thank you very much. Yes. I'm ready to join the women who have given birth to kids.
You are a survivor.
So, listen, we got the obvious questions. What is Gerard Mayo going to be like? What is Drake May going to be like? What's Jacoby Brissett look like? What, et cetera. For you guys, both of you, what are you most interested in? If you had to pick one thing, what are you most interested in seeing this week?
I think it's just, other than the obvious that you just mentioned, I mean, I feel like that's what everybody is looking at is, you know, we talked about it yesterday. I think a sneaky, good thing to look at is literally, I know it's boring, is the offensive line. Who's playing left tackle? Who's going to protect these guys? I think that is ultimately more important than the quarterback position. Mm. It is. It's like nobody wants to talk about it. It's boring. It's just like, it's not like, you know, real, you know, exciting. But whoever plays quarterback is going to be running for their life.
Yeah, Greg, I'm looking forward to on Thursday. I think they announced that Silo 2 is coming down. They're going to blow that up and knock that thing over.
Yeah.
So that's really what I'm looking forward to.
Oh, we did see the new entrance to Chuck E. Cheese over there on the south end.
Oh, my God. Yeah, there is. Down on the – remember the NFLPA kind of the thing where they just woke up to and they were like, oh, boy, players here are unhappy with all the whatnot.
Yeah.
Now there's like a little extra area that's set up with like tables for the, you know, because the Chuck E. Cheese that they're building to make the players happy, Greg, isn't ready
yet. It's not
yet.
Ready yet.
So, no. So they got a little outdoor area set up down there and
for
a nice tent for friends and family. So
they should have that.
They did. They did kick it up a little bit. And, Greg, I guarantee you that will add 3 wins to the Patriots this year. When that Chuck E. Cheese opens inside and a birthing center, by the way, so the players don't have to miss anything if they want to have a kid. They can just go right over at halftime, catch the kid, shoot right up and go right back.
That's
out.
Actually not a bad idea. So, like, let's say you're a player and your wife is about to give birth and it's a home game, and you have a home game, you don't have to miss the game. Hey, she's breaching. She's 7 meters.
Yeah.
She's dilating right now. You go run during halftime, see the birth of your kid, run back and catch a touchdown.
I already worked it out with Coach. If I got to miss the last 2 minutes, I'm covered. So I'm going to catch a little Pismo and then I'm going to get back out there for a third quarter.
Right in the stadium. The thing that I want these guys to be looking for me, and I need daily updates,
okay,
is the number of reps that Drake May gets with the ones. Because that determines, that lets you know where a guy is on a depth chart. When the ones go in the huddle, and you could tell who the ones are, who's the quarterback in there, and how many reps is Drake May getting versus Jacoby Brissett, and, you know, on a daily basis, are those reps increasing? That's,
well,
to me, is the biggest thing.
I mean, Wiggy, if I believe Gerard Mayo yesterday, Joe Milton must be getting some reps today.
I heard a chance to get in there.
Save for Zappy.
You know why
he said that. Yeah. I'll tell you right now, I'll give you an over and under. Okay, reps. Drake May reps with the first team. Okay,
yep.
And we'll chart it. Okay, so over and under, Drake May reps with the first unit, Gresh. Let's go. I'm going to go 7.
Oh, I'll go
over under 7.
I'll go over. And Curtis, should we set a line? Drinks Greg will have at dinner tonight, or Drake May reps with the ones? Let's
Ooh,
do it.
I don't know. I would probably set the over under at a half. But I would just say this, and I know Gresh, it's a lot of this is for effect. But when Bill Belichick said he was doing things in the best interest of the team, and then didn't speak to his starting quarterback and hired his drinking buddy as the offensive coordinator, were you this sort of angry about it as you are about Gerard Mayo saying it's a competition?
No, listen, I hated the fact that Matt Patricia was in there because I believe it expedited whatever process there would be with Mac Jones. There's no question that Bill wasn't perfect. But again, hey, Curtis, everything's supposed to be different down here today, so I'm going to look for all the differences of everything, because we're just whitewashing what happened for 25 years. Maybe we'll get a look at the mural. Because apparently you wiped away all the pictures of the championships and stuff so that we can start it all over again. The guy was not perfect, there's no question, but I just think there's a guy in there who isn't ready for the job. And let's see if, by the way, RKK, is he here today? Are we seeing him, y'all?
Well, find out.
Well, Greg would know that.
Well, that's why I'm asking.
Grash, are they using the virtual sled today?
No. I think they're no. I think they're, that's great. I think they're out. I think because they're outside today, there's no virtual sled.
Okay.
Although right. there is a tackling dummy set up for the offensive lineman where the quarterback would be set up, and on the back of the jersey it says Shime.
All right.
I will think. I know we got to go, but it would be funny. Like if. If like like the offensive lineman, all right, it's your turn to hit the sled, and the guy just says, "Hold on, I'm doing it right now." Right. It doesn't move.
Right.
It doesn't. Is that good? That was a great rep.
Mental reps.
Yeah, the dude is he's actually working remotely. They should have half of the guys working remotely today.
Oh my God.
Hey, Greg, you never know. This might be the. I mean, Mayo's making people happy. You never know. They might have flex time.
All right, Gresham Foyer. All right, camp, everybody. It's finally here, day one, and you can hear them over the next 4 hours tell you everything that's going on down there. We're back tomorrow morning at 6. Thank you.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.